In the United States alone, there are more than 89,000 local governments, and less than 1% of those have a population of more than a million. Despite this, in the U.S. and throughout the rest of the world, there seems to be a disconnect between most local governments and their communities. This is unfortunate, as an active and ongoing relationship between the two can go a long way in improving the strength of the community and everyone's well-being within it. Hello, I am your host, Mike Lake, and in this preview, I will be talking to Ron Freeman from IT Simple, a company that is empowering local governments to more effectively engage their constituents to build stronger communities for tomorrow.
Innovation, resiliency, discovery. Join Mike Lake, President and CEO of Leading Cities, as we explore the technologies shaping the possibilities of our future with a preview of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome, Ron. Thank you so much for joining us on Preview of Tomorrow. And of course, I want to thank all of our listeners and viewers for joining us once again. Today, I'm just so thrilled to introduce you to Ron Freeman. He is the founder of IT Simple, a company that helps local governments to provide services and engage with their communities in real time and wherever people are mobile. Now, Ron, before we jump into the current state of community engagement and what is IT Simple, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to become the founder of IT Simple.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you very much for hosting me in this podcast, and I'm pleased to be here. As you mentioned, so I'm Ron Freeman. I'm IT person about, I would say, more than 20 years now. About 15 years cybersecurity in my background. I used to work for some of the largest corporate Americas out there, Hewlett Packard, Symantec, Motorola. And I actually an immigrant myself when I decided at some point, part of a relocation offer with one of the companies I used to work for, to move to the United States. Connecting with the community was something that was very important for us. Now, stating that I'm a cybersecurity guy, I was never a big fan or not at all in existence of any of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, simply because, you know, wearing my cybersecurity hat, I already knew a lot of these things that are now in the public eye, obviously. But still, yet me and my family, we needed to connect, you know, find schools, medical providers, after school activities, you know, start a life somewhere else. And that was quite challenging, to be honest with you, Mike. You know, we Googled things. I guess that's what we all of us do. But that wasn't the optimized way for us to reconnect with the community. So I decided to do something with that. That's not my first startup, by the way. But I said, you know, and then I founded IT Simple back at 2017 with a vision of simplifying people's everyday lives by connecting communities.
Well, and I have to tell you, although you, it's certainly true of immigrants, my family and I just moved back to the town I was born in, and it's been decades since I've lived there. And I have to tell you, even moving back to a familiar place, you still need to Google, you know, how do you get what's the school situation and what day is trash collected on and right. All those basic things.
This is so true, Mike, and I'll tell you one thing about that. When I actually decided to found the company, you know, we have user groups and focus groups, and then I realized that our problem, just as an immigrant, is not the same. It's actually not only ours, right? Because just like you said, we were members of our community. I started to ask some of my questions, and you know, the next door neighbors, for instance, they're from Dallas. For them, for instance, you know, pharmacy will be Winn-Dixie. You know, we're based in Atlanta, Georgia. We don't have Winn-Dixie in Georgia. And then, you know, a lot of people in the United States are moving for work and a lot of people are visiting out of state. So absolutely, this is exactly some of the problems why, you know, I started founded IT Simple for literally.
So it's really fascinating to me because local governments exist to serve people, you know, the people that live there, the people that work there, the people that visit, and, you know, we are living in an age of such incredible advancements on the technology side of things. Yet, I don't think it comes as a huge surprise to most people that our government is not as quick to adopt new technologies. Now, there's many reasons for that. We'll spare talking about all of that. But what I do want to focus on is the fact that it has always seemed to me, working in this smart cities industry as long as I have, that those innovators, oftentimes startups, but not exclusively, will often focus on the big cities, you know, here in the U.S., places like New York, and maybe Boston, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, so on and so forth, and often forget about or put off to the side the little towns, the smaller cities that are much more of in this country. And that's true anywhere in the world. So what I love about IT Simple is your focus on not just the New Yorks, but also paying some attention to those smaller communities, and who, by the way, are often much more agile in adopting newer technologies, but so oftentimes lack the attention from innovators who want to sell to them. So I think what you've done is amazing, but I do want to talk about this challenge. And sorry for getting on my soapbox there for a moment, but I just wanted to congratulate you for focusing on smaller communities. But the reality is about 70% of local governments have limited IT resources, right? I mean, that's just the reality. So talk to me a little bit. What does that mean for a community, for an individual in the community, whether I live there, I work there, or I'm visiting there, being part of a community that has those limited resources?
Right. That's a great question, Mike. And I will start with my background and history of working for corporate America, right? Without naming one of my former employers, which I love, by the way. I learned everything I possibly can there, and I traveled the world and stuff. But I'll tell you one thing. When we started to hit smaller customer or smaller prospects, you know, what we used to do is to take features out from the suite, because the smaller customers cannot pay and get enterprise grade software in that perspective. And when I started IT Simple to begin with, I said, this is something I will not do. We're flying people to space nowadays, right? There is no reason why smaller or rural communities, as long as somebody has network and a smartphone, we can serve them on an enterprise grade, with an enterprise grade software on an enterprise level. Now, that's from the prospect or the local government standpoint, right? Many times they don't have IT at all, or they're contracted. No servers, no developers. It's just a challenge. But today, with cloud-based technologies and software-as-a-service technologies just like ours, I mean, there is absolutely no reason why they would not be able to utilize such technologies. Just like in the past, individuals, we couldn't afford unlimited storage. Or unlimited email, right? And Google kind of made it happen for all of us. That was part of the vision I had. This is from the customer standpoint. And in terms of the consumer, a lot of us, as said, I mean, there are privacy concerns. And by the way, on the flip side, there's also risk liability on the social media channels now. And if the fact is, everybody's on mobile. 82% of Americans are using mobile devices online today. So how do you really mesh it all together and provide a solution that makes sense from a customer standpoint and also from a consumer standpoint? And this is exactly what we've done. And they really need nothing much. And I mean, one last detail I'll share is we tested our administrative portal in a public library when the criteria was 70 plus years old or 75 plus years old people, to see if they can really update, because it's all API and forms based, if they can really operate the platform and the software in a simple way that they don't need long training and stuff. And there's a lot of references we're getting. This is so straightforward. We are passing the offered training that we are providing as part of our subscription model. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, well, part of that answer reminded me when I was served in the Clinton administration, talking about how slow we can be to update and upgrade technology in government. When the Clintons went to the White House, the phone system in the White House had been installed during the Eisenhower administration. Mm-hmm. I had this vision that the White House would be the most technologically advanced office building on the planet. And although that was true of some things, not true of all things. And this is a real reality for governments. And coming back to the work that you're doing, I love the fact that you just addressed, the part of the community of 70 years and older. Because so often part of the conversation around cities upgrading their technologies, especially going digital, you know, the digitalization of city services. One of the first questions asked, and with good reason, is what about the digital divide? What about those who can't afford that smart device or those who might be able to afford it but don't know how to use it or don't want to use it? So tell us a little bit about how you see that playing out in the future.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. The stats, as I already mentioned, are 82% of Americans are using mobile devices for everything online. Now, there's always the other 18%. We see many programs across the United States now for rural communities, especially with sponsors, utilities companies that brings in the grid to rural communities, meaning from starting from the towers and antennas, right? The mobile cellular networks. So there are programs. There are programs for people that cannot afford buying smartphones. Not all, every smartphone is an iPhone 12, right? Or the latest Android out there. So there are plans and programs to basically help every person in the community to get connected. By the way, we have a solution specified for public safety, and one of the banners we're running is "Connected is Protected," meaning that you're aware of what's going on around you, either from the municipality standpoint or the public safety standpoint. So for these people, the old way to serve them from local government standpoint is still there. You can walk in, you can fill up a little form, and you can call in somebody, somebody will try to understand what type of thing you're trying to report or what type of service you're trying to consume. Well, these things are ever going to last, I'm sure about that. But we came in to, if anyone has anything to do with anything online, we really help the local governments that we are serving to serve them better, to largely increase their customer satisfaction, because now they can have a lot of their services accessible on mobile in a way that people can really just, with few taps, just actually consume, fill up forms and submit to the government and be serviced the way they would expect for the taxpayer money. In that perspective, so yes, as you said, the other part is, as long as it's still going to be there, but people that would like to be serviced online, as we already discussed, Mike, about rural communities, we went as far as we put a price list on our website, because I just came back from a conference in Mississippi, and when we speak to smaller communities, they see our demo. We go with a demo, fully blown demo screens. We show it live. We don't just come with, flyers or brochures and stuff like that. So the guy stands there, whether it will be, a chief or a city manager assistant, he stands there, or city manager, and he said, that's probably going to be $50,000. I would never be able to afford it. And what I'm proud of so much is, hey, you go to our website, look at pricing. There's packages we price by the number of populations served. That means, going back to my former story, is we're not taking features from you just because you're smaller. For us, it doesn't matter if you're the city of New York, Miami, or Atlanta. In that regards, you can be a rural town, somethingville out of Mississippi, which you were just there, you're going to get the same level of software.
So that's fascinating, because it is so true that oftentimes smaller communities suffer from having those important features taken away. Tell us, what are some of the services that can be, upgraded using IT Simple?
Absolutely. Let's start. We started this session. You described a little bit, about IT Simple. How about meeting people wherever they are, right? We're not saying, stop doing social media. Absolutely. It's not going away. But we actually more than complement, I say we don't complement social media, we complement the website, because websites are proactive, right? You need to, people need to go there and search for things. And many times it's like 10 clicks deep in a website before you find that the city just changed, as you said, the trash removal day because of a holiday or because an event was canceled last moment, Mike. This is real use cases that we see with us. If there is an event, number one, and it doesn't matter if you ran on Android or Apple phone, boom, you click and save button there. It's going to go to your calendar just like any other business meeting that we will never miss. Other services are, you know, police departments or fire and rescue services departments for us. They're asking from us to, for instance, to send push notifications for classified communities by district, by ward, by police beat. All these different things today that are not available unless you're really using something that runs on native on mobile. I would say last thing about this functionality, for example, even if you listen to a social channel, most people, if they're already using social channels, they're listening to 250 other things. So how you differentiate from an advertisement for a new sneakers, or for something is really coming down tonight, and this is your community 5 miles away from where you live. If there's a fire, if there's a hazard, if there's a road closure, all these different things. So basically sharing information and services, as I said, those will be the main and core functionalities that we offer to our communities.
Well, I can't believe our time has already passed here. We're just getting into the good stuff. So for those who do want to learn more and see how IT Simple can empower them in their own community or empower their local government, what's the best way for them to learn more or to get in contact?
Absolutely. So our website's always out there, itsimple.io, www or HTTPS, you name it, where everything we do is secure. You can email us at ask@itsimple.io. You can call us 678-404-6677. We're available. We're on LinkedIn as well. No other social medias from a company standpoint, not as Ron Freeman, the individual, but this is as easy to reach us. As said, www.itsimple.io.
Fabulous, Ron. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. And I want to particularly thank you for focusing on those smaller communities who need these services just as much as the large cities. And thank you most of all for joining us on Preview of Tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. Listeners like you are essential to advancing our efforts to drive resiliency and sustainability for all. I ask that you give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever streaming platform you prefer. Your feedback helps us to grow and share these brief previews of what life in the future can be. In addition to thanking our guest today, I want to thank Peter Roy and Demetria Bridges for making this podcast possible. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and encourage others to also join us each week in previewing the possibilities of tomorrow.
Preview of Tomorrow is brought to you by Leading Cities, a global nonprofit driving resilience and sustainability for all by unleashing the potential of the world's cities. Join them at leadingcities.org.